We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
Kansas has to eliminate their turnover issues.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Oklahoma has three guys who can score. Who picks up the slack after that? This could be an amazing run for Baylor.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, the go-to source for your premium game day experience at the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championships. Natty Light Seltzer. This basketball season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Academy Sports and Outdoors, official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Phillips 66, live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Well, a week ago, I was on the white leather couch at Sprint Center in Kansas City. We were excited about the Big 12 tournament, and man, a lot has happened in the week. We'll get you caught up to date with the coronavirus situation, how the Big 12 is handling it. Our commissioner, Bob Bowlesby, will be joining us. And we'll also hear from Jeff Haxton, the voice of the Texas Tech Red Raiders. He was on the air Thursday in Kansas City when they pulled the plug. So we'll talk to him about that experience. But let's jump into it because we did get two basketball games in. They started the Big 12 tournament last Wednesday. We need some kind of basketball. We had two really exciting games, so let's just quickly touch on those. Ohio State topped Iowa State 72-71 in the opener, and then the K-State Wildcats found enough to get past TCU 53-49. OSU's Isaac Likely silenced a really good crowd of Iowa State fans by going coast-to-coast for the go-ahead layup with just under 4 seconds to go.
Shot clock's off. Iowa State inbounding. Right sideline.
Oh, Avery Anderson fell down.
Inbounds to Lewis. Defended by Ané. Lewis may take him on the drive. 11 seconds. Crosses over. Drives it down the lane. Gets to the rim and dunks it in. With 8.9 seconds left. Iowa State up one. Likely speeds down to center with a four. Goes to the goal. Layup good. With 4 seconds left. Iowa State inbounds. Grill has it. Pass deflected by McGriff. Out of bounds at midcourt with 0.5 seconds left. Oklahoma State up 72-71.
Dave Hunziker on the OSU radio network Likely finished with 21 points. What a comeback. It looked like the Cyclones regained the lead. Looked like they were going to hold on after Terrence Lewis blew past the OSU defense. That layup with less than 9 seconds, only to see Likely come right back down and hit the game winner. He had 9 assists and 5 rebounds for the Cowboys, who won 4 straight. The second game of the evening featured K-State as the 10th seed, TCU as the 7th. TCU was hoping that they could get a win, maybe two out of this tournament, but Bruce Weber found some magic again in Kansas City. Listen, the season started and finished on a high note, It was the stuff in between for K-State that left a lot to be desired. K-State hadn't won consecutive games since opening the season with four straight. The Wildcats put together back-to-back wins, a 53-49 win over TCU.
Minute or so of this game. Middle of the floor, McGurl. Now Sloan, right side three. Bingo! He got it. David Sloan with five early points. That is just his 13th three of the year, and the Cats are in front by 10. It's 16-6. Almost 17 minutes to play in the game. Here's a jumper for Snead for three. Good! He got it out front! Xavier Snead now with six. His first triple, the fourth for the Cats. They lead it 33-20. Farabello to play it in. He can and will run the baseline. Gets the ball into Nemhard, and he'll fire it up from three-quarters court. It's wide right, and K-State leads for most of the game, falls behind late, finishes the game on an 8-0 run, and the Cats win it here tonight over TCU, the final 53-49. TCU is 16-16, and the Wildcats, with a win, now 11-21.
All right, so a couple of highlights for you. I promise... later in the show, I will have more highlights for you. No NCAA tournament, no one shining moment, but the Big 12 will have its own version of one shining moment. That is coming up. Bob Bowlsby, the commissioner of the conference, is going to join us. So will Jeff Haxton from Texas Tech. Appreciate all of our radio affiliates. Listen, even though things are being canceled, Big 12 this week is going to continue. We're going to keep rolling. And we'll be doing that all spring, all summer long, and we'll get right up to kickoff and keep things rolling here through 2020. So I appreciate you having us with. Now, so you're going to listen tonight, and then you're going to want to go to Sirius XM Thursday night at 7 Eastern, because I'm telling you, you're going to want to hear this one shining moment replay again and again. I'll give you as many opportunities as we can to get to that. Why don't we do this? Let's go to our Natural Light Seltzer, Making It Look Natural Play of the Week. Natty Light Seltzer is the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, your new game day necessity. And even as we wait for games, it's still a necessity. So let's go back to the Big 12 tournament, and we'll start with the first game. A losing effort, but the senior for Iowa State, Prentice Nixon, was making it look natural. He led all scorers with 25 points on 11 of 21 shooting. Throw in a couple of rebounds, four dimes, and a steal. It was a no-brainer.
Likely on the dribble pass. Knocked away and stolen by Nixon. He anticipated. Prentice runs the other way and lays it in. He has 9 points in the first half, and the Cyclones lead it 24-19. Nixon had it poked away by Likely. Got it back. Prentice trying to make a pay now. Seven to shoot. He fires a deep three and buries it. Prentice Nixon a Walmart three, and the Cyclones lead it 43-38. Cyclones a seven-point lead in the basketball. You get a bucket here. Boynton's calling time. Jumper, Nixon, left side. Yes! And there's the timeout from Mike Boynton. Prentice Nixon has it stuck on automatic.
Yes. Iowa State's Prentice Nixon making it look natural. No matter the season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. We've got more coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your Suitor Blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today. Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
Welcome to the Big 12, a place unbound by geography, but united in spirit, where every school plays every other home and away, and champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion. A conference unlike all others, where potential is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed.
Big 12 women's basketball, an unbelievable experience. Follow the action on Big 12 now on ESPN+.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suitor blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suitor blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Back on Big 12 This Week, I'm Bill Pollack. Our next guest on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline is Jeff Haxton, the voice of Red Raiders basketball. Jeff, a lot has changed the landscape of college sports, life in general. But in the last week, I wanted to speak with you because you were at Sprint Center in Kansas City getting ready for your call between Texas Tech and Texas, the first game of the morning on Thursday. Everything came to a screeching halt. Take our listeners back to that morning and kind of explain what went down.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me on, Bill. It was interesting. You know, when Rudy Gobert got sick the night before, I thought we were done. Like, this is over. We're not this. I felt like we were just kind of playing pretend, playing charades a little bit. Because if Rudy Gobert can get it, every college basketball player, every basketball period can get it, and we're all in big trouble. So I expected to go to sleep that night thinking that everything had been canceled the next day. No, go to bed, wake up. We're going through the routines. We're going to do this. So I get to the arena as early as they'd let me in, which there were restrictions on that. So there were restrictions everywhere at that point, no fans.
Yeah.
And so I was talking to several administrators and they didn't look very certain about what was happening. But here we go. The clock hits 60 minutes before, which would have been when we took the air, and 10:30 Central Time. And here come the players, and they start warming up, and we start our show. We lay the foundation for the broadcast thinking, okay, this is unprecedented already that there's only going to be 300 people in the building and that we're going to do this. And this, again, I'm watching administrators. They get their phones to their heads, and they don't look, again, don't look certain. So at 20 minutes in, we're playing one of our pregame interviews down the line. And so we have the ability to talk to people around us. And your guy, our guy, Tom Bowman, was floating around. He had his phone on his ear. And we heard through social media that the Big Ten had shut it down. Then we heard the AAC had shut it down. Then the players vanished off the court. That, of course, sent up a lot of red flags. Like, okay, where'd they go? You know, we're going to play. And then the music turned off. And you're like, okay, this thing is toast. And then we saw the Texas managers packing up their stools that they use around the bench. So you're watching domino, domino, domino fall. Then you hear another tournament is closed. And then Tom Bowman's looking at me and he's going, it's over with. So at that point, it became urgent to pot down the interview that we had playing to deliver the breaking news that the tournament was called off. And that those four games that were supposed to be played that day, us being the first with the Longhorns, was not going to happen. And then it kind of turned into a mini funeral service, really, with those 10 to 12 minutes that we stayed on the air to the top of the hour. And that's it. I packed up as quickly as possible because I didn't know what the bus was going to do and didn't know who was going where. So wanted to make sure I didn't miss that. And we went back to the hotel.
When you're on that bus, what's the mood like of the team, the coaches, shock, disappointment, and probably all of that?
At that point, it was silence. There's really nothing to say. I mean, everybody knows on that bus what has just happened, what a big deal this is and will continue to be. I don't think we knew exactly how big, because it seems like you would say, all right, that's a big thing. But we'll be okay. And that's a big thing, but we'll be okay. Well, ending the tournament and knowing that March Madness is the next thing to go, that's just an awful feeling where you know at that point, it's like you have someone at the hospital, they've been there for a long time, and you know that they're about to move on. You know, you could see your sports life and your involvement in sports, whether you were a radio guy, player, manager, coach, you knew that the next step was the NCAA saying that this is not going to happen. So that feels like a death. And then what I wasn't ready for was them to cancel the College World Series on my way home. In just a few more hours that day, they say no CWS, and you're really, I mean, you just keep spiraling into sports depression. So going back to what you were saying, it was silence on the bus. It was very matter of fact when we got back to the room. It was like they set everybody down, said, okay, guys, be here at this time. The food will be ready for you. And after we eat, we get on the bus and we go home. And that was pretty much it.
Jeff Haxton is the voice of Red Raiders basketball on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Academy Sports and Outdoors, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12. You know, I want to get your thoughts on this talk of spring sports and eligibility for seniors. You know, baseball, I think the Red Raiders have three seniors on their roster, three Big 12 titles in 4 years. So, I mean, so much promise going into this season. And I think the same thing with Tech softball. I think only three seniors. But how do you think the NCAA should handle eligibility for this next year for seniors who are missing out?
Well, I think there has to be an opportunity for them to make it right. It has to be an opportunity for them to say, okay, I didn't get to do it this year. And a lot of these guys made decisions based on their talent that was returning and their opportunity to go win it all, not just the Big 12 championship, but the school's first ever national championship in baseball. Maybe the softball team is that good. And you're right. Adrian Gregory has done some amazing things, and they're doing tons better and had a promising season coming. I mean, you throw in tennis and golf and track and all those sports as well. There has to be some kind of opportunity for them to come back if they want to. Now, with baseball, you had a couple guys make decisions that cost them money. You know, like John McMillan could be a professional athlete right now and working his way, getting ready to work his way through the minors. Granted, everything's on complete stop right now. But for John, he needs to go. I mean, this was his senior year. He's been on campus for 4 years, been playing his heart out for all of his young adult life. And the shelf life on arms is not terribly long. So I really feel for him because he made an unselfish decision to come back and try to win it all. And now he won't get a chance. And so if you're a guy like John McMillan, I think you have to say, this ruined my senior season, and now I've got to go do this for a living.
Jeff Haxton, voice of the Red Raiders on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Follow Jeff on Twitter, at Jeff Haxton, GeoffHaxton. We'll lighten it up here. We'll end on a lighthearted note. You and your crew on your radio show, you drafted Netflix TV series. Last check on your on your poll, you were up 60%. I voted, and I went with you. You were up 60% of the votes. You went Breaking Bad, Ozark, Arrested Development, The People versus OJ. Those first four, solid draft picks. Your fifth, The Chef Show. You know, you're kind of getting at the bottom of the barrel there. I think you lost out to Bob Ross and Planet Earth, but a solid draft overall.
I was very happy with it, yes. And all those things are things that I really enjoy. And out of all those, I may have enjoyed The People versus O.J. Simpson the most. That thing really hooked me hard. And, yeah, that's what we're going to do, man. We've talked as a show, which is it's a kind of a tripod. It's three people that we are going to fight to be the most entertaining people on in Lubbock, Texas for our 2 hours. And we're going to be innovative and we're going to thrive in times where it's tough to thrive because we did that today from our homes. The producer was in the studio, but we've been told to do the show from your house. So That's a challenge that we have, and we're already starting to overcome it. And hopefully, we'll just keep whipping challenges left and right. But thank you for voting for me, Bill.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I will be following and keeping along on your tastes and your likes for sure. Hey, Jeff Haxton.
You're going to find out a bunch.
Yeah, I sure am. Yeah, well, listen, I appreciate your time. Thanks for the insights going back to last week in Kansas City. That was some great stuff, and always appreciate you on the show.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Thank you. Jeff Haxton, voice of the Red Raiders, here on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. More coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Welcome to the Big 12. A place unbound by geography, but united in spirit, where every school plays every other home and away. And champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion. A conference unlike all others, where potential is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed.
Big 12 Women's Basketball, an unbelievable experience. Follow the action on Big 12 now on ESPN Plus.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
The Big 12 women are back. Here's your chance to see some of the best collegiate women's basketball in the nation back in Kansas City. See the defending national champion Baylor and other nationally ranked teams in the Big 12 March 12 through 15 at Kansas City's historic Municipal Auditorium.
Tickets on sale now at visitkc.com/Big12WBB or Ticketmaster.com.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Back on Big 12 This Week, I'm Bill Pollack, and our next guest on the Academy Sports and Outdoor Hotline is Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby. Commissioner, thank you for joining us. I know you have got to be absolutely busy, so to carve out some time, we certainly appreciate it.
Well, glad to be with you, Bill, and it's been an interesting week, that's for sure.
My questions may come from different angles because it's so hard to kind of wrap my head around what I want to ask you and try to try to get as much as I can out of you, and at least try to pass on information that we do know. The latest statement that I saw on Big12Sports.com, all organized team activities, whether they're organized or voluntary, team individual practices, they've been suspended until March 29th. That's what's on the website. Is that still accurate before there's an evaluation, or has that been extended?
It has not been extended at this point. March 29th is the accurate date. At the same time we did that, we canceled all of our conference and non-conference activities and all of our championships. And so from a competition standpoint, we won't have any more this year, but we hope we can get back to some form of normalcy down the road. And so that's the reason why we're kind of taking it in 2 or 3 week chunks. And our board and our athletic directors will look at the decision in light of modern circumstances probably the end of next week. And frankly, I don't expect that we're going to see much change between now and then, and so we'll likely extend that suspension. But we want to try and get back to campus and get kids working out and but the Division One, the life of a Division One athlete is not for the faint of heart, and they thrive on the structure that's there. And right now, they really don't have much structure, and so we're trying to get back to normalcy as soon as we can. So, in the case of competition, we knew that it was unlikely that we were going to be able to get back and play games or host championships, especially after the NCAA championships were canceled. And so we want to salvage what we can. And, more and more of our schools are announcing that they're not going to have any in-person classes the rest of the year. And so we'll have to see how that goes. It's been a wild week, and it's been constantly evolving, and it continues to evolve.
As things evolve, some of the decisions that you have to make on a conference level may be a little bit different than other conferences, may be different than what the NCAA has said. Talk about that coordination and the behind-the-scenes work that it takes between the Big 12, the Power 5 conferences, the NCAA, and how everyone is communicating.
Well, we're communicating the best we can. Lots of conference calls. I have been on the phone since 7 o'clock this morning, and I did likewise all day yesterday and all day on Monday and most of the weekend. And so that was communicating with our presidents and chancellors, communicating with our athletics directors. We've had our senior women's administrators on. We've had staff members talking with coaches groups. We've spent a lot of time with the Autonomy 5 commissioners. We've had a call every day since last Wednesday, and we'll continue to have those for a while. It's a lot of coordination. I've probably had two dozen calls with the NCAA on various things, either conference calls or individual calls with President Emmert or with one of his senior staff. And so it's a collaboration. We're trying to help each other get the job done, and we're trying to collaborate in ways that benefit the entire group. But there are some ways in which we have gone our own way. The March 29th date is a good example. There are some that have gone out as far as April 15th and made decisions. Some have already taken the step to not have spring football games or not have pro days. We haven't taken those steps yet, but as we take these 2 or 3 week bites, I'm guessing we may get to those things before it's all over.
We're speaking with Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Academy Sports and Outdoors, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12. I was going to ask you about that in terms of spring football games, pro day workouts. If they don't happen at their traditional time, which is usually mid-April, have you had discussions about delaying them, moving them back? And I'm talking more about spring games.
Well, the spring games are going to depend on when we get back to campus or if we get back to campus. We certainly aren't going to do anything that is unsafe. We also aren't going to do things that are contrary to what has become institutional policy. And as you know, there are many institutions that have made decisions to go to all online learning. Some have closed classes for the year and sent the students home. Others have some students on campus, especially those that have large international student populations. So there's a little bit of variance among the institutions that are in our conference, but generally speaking, we're trying to share best practices and get ourselves to thoughtful positions. The spring games, we're not going to just go out on 3 days' notice and have a spring game. I think we have to have a process beforehand. We have some of our conference teams that have had 2 days of spring practice. Some haven't had any days of spring practice, and some have had 8 or 9 days of spring practice. And so it varies from place to place. And I think it's conceivable that if we're able to get back to some form of normalcy in the month of May or later in the month of May, that we would would alter the summer schedule somewhat so that some training can be undertaken, captain's practices, and maybe some work to get back in shape and get back into a rotation on the weight room and those kinds of things. And you know, there are some of the experts that say this is going to go deep into the summer. And if the coronavirus is still around and it's ill-advised to go back to campus, then we're going to have to deal with those circumstances as they arise.
As far as students that are international students and there's restrictions on travel, are there accommodations at the universities where students can stay on campus? And do they have proper care? How is it differentiated between people that could stay or students that should go home and be with their families?
Well, those are things that the conference hasn't been intimately involved in. Most of the time that's the presidents or chancellors and senior leadership of the university, although there are some of our athletes that are international students or that really don't have any place to go home to. And so I think in those cases, accommodations are being made on campus. I am aware that there are dormitories open and there are food services open, but more and more frequently, those are beginning to close as students are moved to other accommodations and other forms of getting their nutrition. So it's a good example of a place where it varies from institution to institution. I think some of it depends on whether they've had cases on campus. A couple of our institutions have had cases and therefore have responded differently than others who are taking precautions and doing social distancing but haven't yet had a case on campus. So you know, as you watch the media and you listen to the forecasters and everything we're hearing right now is that it is going to get worse and worse and worse, and that there is a time horizon that goes along with that, and that we're strategically actually trying to extend that time horizon to take some of the pressure off our healthcare systems. And so some of the very things we're doing to mitigate the impact on our country are things that push off some of our decisions till later in the summer.
Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby is joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. We'll take a quick break and come back with more on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Here
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Welcome to the Big 12, a place marked by unmistakable commitment and unrivaled spirit, where every school plays every other home and away, and champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion, a conference unlike all others, where potential is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and excitement is unleashed.
Big 12 basketball, an unbelievable experience. Follow the action on Big 12 now on ESPN+.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby is joining us. You talked about how the coronavirus, people are saying it's going to get worse, could get into July and in August. At what point does the Big 12 and the NCAA start becoming concerned about the start of football? Have there been any discussions about that, or is it just more right now in the moment?
No, we've actually had conversations about, what happens if it continues for a while, or you've heard the reports that there is a possible rebound and a second wave of infections. But I have great confidence in the scientists in our country and medical personnel. And I think there is positive news. There's no country that's better positioned, better resourced, and better educated to take on these sorts of things. I read somewhere where it was 2 years before we identified the necessary components of the AIDS virus, and of course we know a lot about the coronavirus already, and so I have great confidence, but I certainly am not in a position to forecast how long this goes. And for our universities and athletics departments, the football season starts almost right now. It starts right after preseason, or right after spring practice, and there are lifting sequences, and there are outdoor training sequences, and there are there's the start of preseason camp, which is shortly after the 1st of August in most cases, and so it's a relatively short runway between now and the beginning of what we would call football season. Now, that may not be the first game in early September, but an awful lot of the stuff that takes place in terms of building your football team and preparing for competition takes place between the middle of May and the 1st of August. And so this is already disrupting preparation for next season. And I had a conversation with one of our football coaches today, and we agreed that neither one of us had the manual that it describes how you do this. We're all going to have to put our heads together and realize that we likely are going to end up with inartful solutions that don't affect everybody just exactly the same way. And, we, as much as we can, the NCAA and the conferences try and, to coin a phrase, legislate competitive equity. We'd like to have rules that kind of have us all playing on the same sheet music. And so, this is one of those situations where we're going to have to play it by ear. We're going to have to compromise, and we're going to have to work hard together to try and get ourselves back to where we have some normalcy in the sports environment.
not to make light of this, but you've got a lot of plates in the air, kind of like Red Panda at a halftime basketball show. I mean, there's a lot of different things to look at and think about.
Well, so far they're all spinning, but I don't know how long we can keep them up there. And I don't want to make it sound like it's just me that's spinning the plates. My conference commissioner colleagues are all in exactly the same boat. Athletics directors are asking questions and seeking answers, and so are university presidents and chancellors. This is an unprecedented thing for our country. And, you know, you go outside, I have to tell you, I'm not really enjoying working from home, even though it allows me to see my grandchildren a little bit more often. But, you know, there's something about being in the office and having all your resources at your fingertips. But we don't know who is carrying the virus. We don't know who is infected but not yet showing symptoms. And, you know, frankly, I'm just not very well prepared professionally or personally to deal with all of these things. And I think for the most part, that's what people would tell you in my profession and in higher education in general. I think we're all dealing with something that is new to us. And, you know, you like to think that you can make wise decisions, but wisdom is often and almost consistently a product of experiences. And we don't have any experience with this sort of thing. I'm 68 years old, and this is my first pandemic. So, you know, I think we're all sort of feeling our way along, and parts of that are stimulating from an intellectual standpoint. But, you know, when you think about a young man that was just getting ready to wrestle in the NCAA wrestling tournament, or a young woman that was just getting ready to participate in the NCAA gymnastics championship, or the spring sport athletes that were hoping to get to Oklahoma City or hoping to get to Omaha, and have been living their entire life to achieve that. It's heartbreaking, especially for those seniors that are without special rules changes going to forfeit their senior year. And that's one of the things that we're working on, is trying to determine what's the fairest way to work our way through some of the eligibility components of this. And it's just every day is a dozen new spinning plates, to use your analogy, that we didn't anticipate or didn't expect. Or, you know, all of a sudden we're over 200,000 cases now, and a few days ago we weren't. So, you know, it's just one of those things that, although it may be intellectually stimulating to learn new things and to kind of drink from the fire hose, it also is daunting, because young people's lives are in the balance, and you know, lots of employees and colleagues' lives are in the balance.
Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. What can you do? What arms can you twist to go to bat for KU as the national basketball champions?
Well, you know, I see a lot of people that are declaring themselves as champions. I noticed that there was something in the Florida legislature naming Florida State the national champion. That may be a little too ACC centric for me, but you know, I think we had two teams in KU and Baylor that were either on the number one line or on the one and two line. Both are capable of winning the national championship. And, you know, that's a perfect example of what I was talking about earlier. They have both had extraordinary years. They split during the season. We were looking forward to the third game probably sometime during the Big 12 championship. And so, you know, those things are heartbreaking. And those young people that have been working a long time to get their team in that position, you know, their aspirations and their sweat and blood and energy and emotion that they put into it shouldn't ever be taken lightly. And so I don't know that I can anoint them as much as I would love to see somebody from the Big 12 win, but I don't think we're going to get that opportunity to watch it be played out this time.
No, I don't think so either. I think the first time they play next year, let's move it to a neutral site and then let the winner cut down the nets, and we'll give them the imaginary championship. We'll just carry it over an extra year. There's some potential there.
You'll get no argument from me.
Yeah.
Now we just need to figure out which players get to come forward and play.
That's right. Oh man. Well, listen, Commissioner Bob Bowlesby, we'll keep in touch with you certainly over the spring and summer.
I'll look forward to it, Bill. Thanks. It's always good to be on with you.
Yeah, thank you. Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. More coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
Welcome to the Big 12, a place unbound by geography, but united in spirit, where every school plays every other home and away, and champions are crowned in uncompromising fashion. A conference unlike all others, where potential is unlimited, performance is unsurpassed, and champions are unleashed.
Big 12 Women's Basketball, an unbelievable experience. Follow the action on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus.
Welcome back to the Big 12 this week. It is time for One Shining Moment, the Big 12 edition.
And that's two for the Jayhawks at the end, but the Bears win by 12. Baylor's first win ever in Allen Fieldhouse. And the Bears, number four in the nation, impressive in a win over third-ranked Kansas on their home floor. Final score, Baylor 67, Kansas 55.
The ball is tipped. There you are. You're a shooting star.
Back to Butler. Butler will shoot a three. This one is good.
Here's a lob to Doak. Got another two-hand flush. Marcus Garrett on the feed and Udoka on the dunk.
One shining moment, it's all of a line. One shining moment, they're frozen.
Dotson a drive all the way inside. Left hand runner good.
Time is short and the road is long.
Matthews front court. McBride attacks the rim. Slam dunk! Goose McBride! Slam dunk down the floor!
Win or lose, you always did your best.
Reeves starts to penetrate. Shake fake move. Stops from 12. Got it! With a half second left!
One shining moment, you knew you were alive.
Texas up 7, 120th ranked West Virginia. Jones off to Ramey, foul, hit the bucket and won!
And in your face, it's more than a contest, it's more.
Holyfield dunks. He just muscled it in.
Bain, step back three. Got it again. Oh, my goodness. He's on fire.
And the clock will run out. And for just the second time ever, the TCU Horned Frogs have beaten a top five opponent.
Nixon had it poked away by Likely. Got it back. Prentice trying to make a pay now. Seven to shoot. He fires a deep three and buries it.
Likely speeds down to center with a four. Goes to the goal. Layup. Good. With 4 seconds left.
There's Xavier Sneed. Tachada on the left. Three-pointer on the way. Splash. She got it.
UC Landrum gets it now to Didi Richards. She tries to drive into the paint, gives it to Lauren Cox from about 8 feet, and she hits that one. Running down, 2 seconds, 1 second, and there you go. The Baylor Lady Bears have upset the number one ranked UConn Huskies.
There you go. One shining moment. More on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
The Big 12 women are back. Here's your chance to see some of the best collegiate women's basketball in the nation back in Kansas City. See the defending national champion Baylor and other nationally ranked teams in the Big 12 March 12 through 15 at Kansas City's historic Municipal Auditorium.
Tickets on sale now at visitkc.com/Big12WBB or Ticketmaster.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
This is Big 12 this week. Someday soon, we will be going to sporting events again. And when we do, make sure you remember about ticketsforless.com. the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, where you can score great deals. Remember the discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com. I want to thank my guest, Jeff Haxton, from the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Great insight as to what happened last week. And, of course, Commissioner Bob Bowlsby giving us a great overview of what the Big 12 and the NCAA are doing to get this all worked out. And thanks to our sponsor, Reveal Suits, the official business apparel provider of the Big 12 Conference. Turn your suit into a statement with their officially licensed logos, where passion meets fashion. Give them a check at RevealSuits.com. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back next week. In the meantime, stay safe. Bill Pollack for Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Prime Sport, the go-to source for your premium game day experience at the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championships. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natty Light Seltzer. This basketball season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.